This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Right, it's 1849 on Power Business. Move on now to a conversation on monetary policy. We know that the South African Reserve Bank released the biannual monetary policy review. And that actually, I think, was a bit of a bleak document. But we do have Professor Adrian Saville, who is Professor in Economics and Finance and Strategy at Gibbs, to help us really unpack some of the ins and outs of this. Prof, always a pleasure. Good evening to you.
Thanks, Alatana. Good to be with you.
Well, Prof, we know that monetary policy over the last few years has really been the spotlight, and that's what makes this document so unique at this point, that it really does give us direction on information that we're trying to scan the environment for to possibly make decisions for in the future.
Yeah, you know, so one of the big messages that has come out of the most recent review is that we perhaps shouldn't be getting ahead of ourselves in expecting interest rate cuts to save the day. You know, whether it's at the level of the broad economy, interest rates being cut might, you know, help buoy some consumer spending or investment spending, or, you know, down to our individual circumstances, interest rate cuts would help our personal finances. And one of the big messages that I think comes through in the most recent review is that, you know, just hold your horses, cool your heels. Expectations of dramatic rate cutting might be a bit premature. And interestingly, you know, this happened at a time where perhaps just 2 or 3 weeks back, if the suggestion was that the next move in interest rates in the United States would be up, you know, that would have seemed like a fairly outrageous or at least controversial statement. But what we've seen, you know, a quite swift shift in sentiment, given just how stubborn global inflation is, that sentiment has shifted to suggest that, well, you know, the big rate cuts that we thought that were coming out of the U.S. this year may not happen in the way that was anticipated, and there remains, or there is a remote chance, but there is a chance that the next move in interest rates in the U.S. is up. I mean, that's a bizarre statement if you compare to where we were at the beginning of the year.
It really is, really, and I only can use the word wild, how things have changed in literally a matter of a quarter, Prof. And I must also ask you then about, you know, what we're seeing, the stubborn inflation as it sticks. Is it services inflation? Is it goods inflation? Is it a combination of both? What is actually happening with the global inflation picture, but also here at home?
Sure. I mean, that's a great question. And I think it's a very important question because it helps us understand, you know, what it is that isn't giving way. And in the case of global inflation, you know, whilst headline inflation has come down from the peaks of 7% and 8% that we saw in late 2022-2023, that's now moderated to 3% and a bit. Services inflation is the one that's proving to be most stubborn. And services inflation is essentially all of the invisibles in the economy. They are also things that don't travel across borders. And so it's very hard to, if another country is experiencing falling services inflation, it doesn't spill over into neighboring countries. The services inflation is very local, and on top of that, it's very, very stubborn. So this looks like, you know, it's going to stick around for some time still. And for that reason, the Fed, in leading the way on in directing the world on interest rate moves, has become far more cautious and conservative in talking about the interest rate reductions. Remember, at the beginning of the year, markets were pricing 6 or 7 rate cuts in the U.S. It now looks like it might be as few as 2 or even none. In the case of South Africa, the stubborn inflation, this won't surprise anyone, is what we call administered prices. And administered prices are electricity, water, education, communication, and so on. And these administered prices have been running way ahead of headline inflation, and that hasn't been a recent phenomenon. This is a phenomenon that now runs back over the last 10, 15 years or so. All of that said, you know, in South Africa, I think the one point that we can be extremely grateful for is the resilience and the persistence, the dogmatic approach of the South African Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee in taming inflation and in being very disciplined in this approach. So it looks like, you know, as we head through the course of 2024, that we can expect to come, you know, back towards the midpoint of the 3 to 6% range and finish the year somewhere in that territory. The projections point to end of year inflation in South Africa being just a touch ahead of the 5%.
I must ask you, Prof, what this does then for our growth prospects. We've nearly missed a technical recession. We really are barely making it. I'm keen just to get your thoughts on what this picture now means for our growth prospects.
Yeah, you know, so whilst we can be buoyant and constructive on monetary policy in South Africa, I think it's hard to be as constructive on growth policy in South Africa. For a long time, we've been trapped in a sideways growth structure, a very low single digit. When we put it up against population growth, South Africa's population growth and economic growth match each other over the last 10 or 15 years, which means our per person income is the same today that it was in 2010. And unfortunately, there's not much that suggests that is about to change. As part of this monetary policy review, one of the productions is a fan chart that gives probability of growth. And, you know, overwhelmingly, the probability of growth over 24, 25, 26 points to, you know, somewhere in the range of 1 to perhaps early 2% type economic growth. This simply isn't enough to address South Africa's real economic ailments. It's positive. It's slightly better than what we've seen in the recent past, but unfortunately, it's nowhere near enough to redress the real economic imbalances and growth challenges of the country.
We've also heard the Reserve Bank Governor, Prof, come out to really be intentional about what he believes should be happening with interest inflation targeting in South Africa. And he'd like that 3 to 6% target range to be reduced slightly, maybe between 2 and 4%. I'm wondering if now this is something that is further along in the horizon. Something that we possibly can't focus on until we at least see some sort of that 4.5% emerging more often than we're seeing it now.
You know, Nolotana, one of the things that very often is lost in this discussion about inflation is there is a concern that in order to get inflation rates down to, let's say, the 2 to 4% band that you're pointing to, that requires interest rates to stay higher for longer. And then the complaint immediately becomes, well, that means household finances will be strained, economic growth is going to be even lower. And that simply isn't the case. There's very little. There's actually almost no correspondence between interest rates and economic growth or employment in South Africa. And there is a good correspondence between interest rates and inflation, not as high as we would like, but because it's a fairly blunt instrument. But what shouldn't be lost in this is one of the greatest eroders of household well-being is inflation. Inflation eats while you sleep. And I'll remind people who are tuned in on this to go back to the 1980s, even the early 1990s in South Africa, where we had double-digit inflation, you know, inflation of 10, 15, at one point almost 20% per annum. This is the stuff that is devastating at the level of the household. It's deeply damaging to firms. And a robust and disciplined inflation management program in South Africa has been one of our standout features in policy. So I would put my weight behind our governor's proposal.
Well, Prof, it's all we have time for this evening. I'd like to thank you for breaking this down for us. I think a very sobering reality here. And I think it's fair to say that South Africans might have to buckle up for a little bit longer. It might get a little bit bumpier before it gets better.
Yeah, we're not out of the woods yet. And as always, with South Africa being a small, open economy, as much as we're pointing to, you know, the importance of domestic policy, I would keep at least one eye firmly focused on what's going on in global markets with their interest rates, their growth, and also political events that are unraveling.
Well, thank you so much, Prof. It's always a pleasure having you in conversation and just learning from you. Thank you so much. That was Professor Adrian Saville. He's professor in economics, finance and strategy at Gibbs.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.